Blog Talk Radio.
Why is it so hard to do the little things that would improve my life? The way that our minds are designed is our minds are designed to stop you at all costs from doing anything that might hurt you. There are so many people in the world, and you know, you may be watching this right now, and you have these incredible ideas, and what you think is missing is motivation. And that's not true. Because the way that our minds are wired, and the fact about human beings, is that we are not designed to do things that are uncomfortable or scary or difficult. Our brains are designed to protect us from those things, because our brains are trying to keep us alive. And in order to change, in order to build a business, in order to be the best parent, the best spouse, to do all those things that you know you want to do with your life, with your work, with your dreams, you're going to have to do things that are difficult, uncertain, or scary, which sets up this problem for all of us.
The one thing we have in this world is we can't control the events, but we can choose what to focus on, we can choose what things mean, and we can choose what to do. Those three choices, those three decisions really control our life.
You can always make a decision that's always in your control. Staying with somebody that treats you like garbage is a decision. It is. Staying at a job that you hate is a decision. Staying in the body that you are not proud of is a decision. Is it going to be easy? No, it's not going to be easy to change. It's simple. It's your job to push yourself.
It's not the smartest people who achieve success. It's the people who procrastinate less, make fewer excuses, as they take action every day toward the goals that they want to achieve.
Indecision is the thief of opportunity. Indecision means the door is still closed. Indecision means the opportunity waits. Indecision means what could be is postponed or may never be.
If you want to be successful at anything in life, never leave the sight of setting a goal without doing something that commits you to fulfillment.
The next morning, the alarm goes off, and I pretended NASA was there. It's the stupidest story. I literally went 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. I counted out loud, and then I stood up. And I'll never forget standing there in my bedroom. It was dark. It was cold. It was winter in Boston. And for the first time in 3 months, I had beaten my habit of hitting the snooze button. There were moments all day long, just like that 5 second moment in bed, where I knew knowledge what I should do. And if I didn't move within 5 seconds, my brain would step in and talk me out of it. Every human being has a 5 second window. It might even be shorter for you. You have about a 5 second window in which you can move from idea to action before your brain kicks into full gear and sabotages any change in behavior.
Your life is what you think it should be. That's exactly what you are right now. You are what you thought you should be. And if you don't like who you are, you got to change what you think you should be. What you think is more important than what you do. And so if you want to change, you got to work on this attitude bit.
Decide, commit, act, succeed, repeat. The one thing that all the greats have in common is they sweat the small stuff. They pay very, very close attention to every detail.
What makes you comfortable can ruin you. And what makes you uncomfortable is the only way to grow.
what you are and what you become depends on how you use your time. The billionaire and the beggar both have 24 hours every day. The old and the young, the black and the white, the Indian and the Asian, are all given the same amount of time every day. You cannot stop a day. You cannot stop an hour. But you can control how it will be used.
Hey guys, it's Allison, and I just want to tell you, you are incredible. You're here to make a difference. You're here to be different. You're here to be the last unicorn in the world. And what's stopping you now is you're spending way too much energy determined to fit. I want you to understand something. You weren't born to fit. You were born to make a difference. You were born to make noise. You weren't born to be beige. You were born to be mother freaking red hot. You were born to be a world changer, a history maker, a global leader. You think it stopped with Mahatma Gandhi, with Nelson Mandela, with Dr. Martin Luther King, Steve Jobs, Oprah Winfrey? You think it stopped with the Huffington Post and Essence and Black Enterprise, Inc. and Entrepreneur Magazine? You think it stops with Joel Osteen and T.D. Jakes just because their names are great today? You need to understand, there was a day they were sitting hoping someone made a video like this, wishing technology gave them the opportunity like this one is affording you, to encourage them, to uplift them, to inspire them, to call them to the next level of their rise. I am committed in this moment to put an unapologetic assault on the things that have been stopping you, slowing you down, from fear to frustration to overwhelm, to the disease, the dis-ease of comparison, looking to the left or the right, judging someone's breakthrough when you don't know they've been through. I'm here to tell you right now, you're living your own story, your own path, your own work of miracles. You must be the difference maker for your life. You must rise up. I know it doesn't feel good, and I know your elbows are scraped. I know you've been on the skinny branch so many times. I know the promise that people make that you'll find your wings on the way down, but man, you hit that pavement. I'm going to tell you, do it again. Become a mountain leaper. It is your season to move from a crawl to a walk to a run, and a run to a soar. This is your time to fly. Hey, 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 everybody. It's Allison Bird, your Profit Accelerator. Happy, amazing day to you. It is morning right now while we are live with you. For some of you, it is the afternoon. For some of you, it is the evening. And if you're listening to the replay, I don't know what time of day it is, but for all of us, it is the best time for us to step into the most amazing, extraordinary versions of who we are and why we exist. Wouldn't you guys agree? I'm really thrilled that we're doing this three-part series. It's been a long time since I've been able to hang out with you guys and create this opportunity for us to be together, to just spend time to answer your questions and to laser coach and to be with you. And the reason is because we've made a pivot inside of the people that we support. And for those of you that are on my email list or follow us on Instagram or Twitter or Facebook, you've been watching that pivot. And over the last 10 years, we've supported 485 entrepreneurial leaders plus. But really, our numbers show us about 485 entrepreneurial leaders have generated extraordinary revenue with us, and 3,000 of those 3,000 entrepreneurs in total have gone through our programs, our live events, our training series, our virtual trainings. I mean, our live and in-person trainings, our VIP strategy and work sessions with me. And so it's been amazing to see the level of success that you all have created within the last few years, to the tune of $105 million. And not only has my work been seen on ABC, NBC, CBS, Fox, Essence Magazine, NPR, business journals nationwide, and the list goes on, but you, our community of money movers, have been featured and seen on WeTV and Bravo and the Wall Street Journal and Huffington Post, Entrepreneur Magazine, Forbes, and your success has continued to glow up around the globe, and I am so deeply proud of who you are. You are changing the game of success, and that makes me really thrilled to be the leader of such a magnetic movement. When I look at what kind of work that you guys are in, your authors, your speakers, your coaches, attorneys, copywriters, network and relationship marketers, business consultants, interior designers, hairstylists, real estate professionals, financial services professionals, event planners, sales experts, energy healers, image consultants, retailers, spa owners, nutritionists, health coaches, business consultants. Did I say that already? I mean, you guys are doing the miraculous
work of being light workers out there. And I see you, I acknowledge you, and I'm so grateful that we are in this space together. So listen, let me just give you some 411 kind of how this is going to flow today. By the way, let's see. If you are on and you also have a profile on Twitter, on Facebook, will you tag me and let the world know that you are growing in your learning, growing in your success leadership, that you are in an exclusive and most extraordinary mentoring session with me right now, and that if they want to join, they can just go to www.livewithallison.com, www.livewithallison.com. They can get straight in. Tag me when you do the post, and you could win one of my favorite things to be shipped to you within the next few weeks. It'll go out to you, or if you live internationally, it might take just a little bit longer, just a hair, but I would love to be tagged on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook, for you to invite people to tune in with us right now at www.livewithallison.com. Can you guys do that for me? I would so appreciate that. All right, while you guys are doing that, I am going to pull from my Money and Law of Attraction cards that I have from the teachings of Esther and Jerry Hicks, or otherwise known as the teachings of Abraham. If you guys don't follow them on YouTube, if you don't follow them on Instagram, I encourage that you do. It is the teachings of Abraham. If in YouTube, you just do Abraham Hicks, H-I-C-K-S. I'm going to pull from the Money and the Law of Attraction card today and use that as one of our opening guides. Let's see. The card says, I will praise success wherever I see it. And when you turn it over, it gives us more detail. It says, when you find yourself critical of the way anyone has attracted or is using money, you are actually pushing money away from you. But when you realize that what others do with money has nothing to do with you, and that your primary work is to think and speak and do what feels good for you, then you will be in alignment, not only about the subject of money, but about every important subject inside of your physical experience. Wow. I love that. Now, the first time I ever pulled this card, I didn't know I was going to pull this today, and I'm just going to highlight it one more time before I jump deep into today's teachings. When you find yourself critical of the way anyone is attracted or is using money, you are pushing money away from you. This is a really interesting point. I don't know if you guys know this, but there are so many universal laws and concepts that many of us are unknowing that we're inside of. One of them is that our subconscious mind does not understand the distinction between imagination or fiction or reality. So when you are imagining something, let's just say you imagined an argument with someone, and then that argument comes to pass and you say, I knew it was going to happen like that. Well, it's because your subconscious mind was in the rehearsal of it, and then you brought it to the conscious, and you competently put that forward because of your stinking thinking, and then you lived out the reality. As a matter of fact, you were a guide. You wrote the agenda, you signed off on it, and you manifested it. Now, the second part to that is that our subconscious does not know the distinction when we're speaking about someone else or when we're speaking about ourselves. So when we speak in a divisive nature about someone else, girl, did you know that she did this? Did you know that he did this? Our subconscious does not know, not our conscious mind. So don't say to yourself, I know the difference between when I'm talking about somebody else and when I'm talking about myself. I get that. That's not what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about is your subconscious mind, which is your spirit. Your spirit is responding to vibrational equity. Write that down, vibrational equity. And so if the vibrational equity that you are existing in is negative or in deficit, or it is dark or shadowy, then your spirit is not listening to your words. It is responding to your feeling. So if your feeling is not empathetic, if your feeling is not understanding, if your feeling is not receiving, but your feeling is judgmental and hateful and angry or bitter, or it is agitated, that vibrational energy is going to grow and magnify within you. And so even though you say, but I'm saying that about my boss, I'm saying that about my business partner, I'm saying that about some random person on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram, how can that now boomerang back to me? Because your spirit is responding to the energetic vibration and the channel that you're on. That's how. You guys got that? So it's important that you understand, take your mouth off of situations you don't want to magnify or magnetize. If you don't want it bigger, don't talk about it. If you don't want to attract more of it, don't talk about it. And the less you talk about it, the less you will think about it, the less you will behave around it, and the less you will manifest it. What a lesson to open up with today. Wow. I had no idea. I said while I was making my dog's food before I got on with you guys, I said, Spirit, use me, guide me, let me say the thing that we all need to hear as a collective. Not you, my audience, not me as the facilitator, but us as the collective. I said, guide me. And so I pulled these cards and I pulled this one. Now, I've got a story around this particular card and I'm grateful that I pulled it again. I was bringing an investor into our business and the investor shared with me that they may not be able to do the next round of investments. And the reason that they may not be able to do the next round of investment with us because they were buying X. Now, I immediately thought that is a dumbass purchase. Like, why would you even buy that? And what I'm asking you to spend money on is smarter. That was my judgment. That was my thought. That was my understanding. And I realized that the first thing I did when I got in the car was I called my attorney and I said, I don't know if we're going to get this money because they're doing this dumbass purchase and it's this and that and it's distracting them and it's not smart. And I start going down this diatribe. By the time I got home, I was so riddled with anxiety because all I had done was rehearsed my judgment. That's all I had done. What a not smart thing to do. I did not know at that time about vibrational equity. I did not understand that I was depositing into an account that I didn't want more of. Well, long story short, I pulled this card by that evening because I was so anxious. I was almost in tears about not being able to do this deal with this particular investor. I pulled this card and I realized I was in judgment of what someone else was doing. And the first part of the card, if you remember, says, I will praise success wherever I see it. And that I was saying, you should not be doing success over there like that. You should be doing it like this over here with me instead of saying, how amazing that you're doing that. And I'd like for you to align with me in doing this with me as well. What a lesson for us today, and what a remembrance of a lesson for me today. And I am so grateful for it. Take a deep breath in, you guys. 1, 2, 3, breathe in. Good, release it. Good job. Good job. Good job. Good job. I love that we got to that breakthrough just like that. What an incredible breakthrough. So today I'm going to spend some time teaching you for about 15 minutes or so. And then once I do that, I'm going to open up the opportunity for those of you who would like to jump on and have some laser coaching and direct questions with me. Now, I'm going to say right now that I'm going to open up the opportunity for you to step in and have laser coaching or direct Q&A with me today in this moment in the session. Here's how you do it. You're going to dial into the show. Now, my suggestion would be that you dial into the show now and you listen to the show. If you're listening through your computer, listen through the phone instead and wait on hold so you don't lose your spot. That would be my suggestion. The way that you call into the show is you dial 323-870-3426. Again, 323-870-3426. If you are listening internationally, there is an option for you to dial in via Skype right on the listening page. So all you have to do if you're dialing internationally is hit the Skype button and it will dial you in through the Skype line. Let me tell you why you might want to be on hold and waiting to ask a question. If you realize that you are looking as a coach, a consultant, a speaker, which is who I'm speaking to directly today, if you're wanting to steal and leverage my trade secrets, if you're wanting to learn how we list, build, and sell to make tons of money every single month, if you are looking at your own bank account and it's not the numbers that you want, you're looking at how do I break through in money mindset, how do I break through in my own leadership, how do I break through in my own profit and acceleration, how do I create a successful product line or product or service? How do I write a best-selling book? How do I get beyond myself? How do I escape stinking thinking, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera? Then you would want to be on the line to ask me a question about your current circumstance scenario and how we change the vibrational equity and truth of what you're living. Does that make sense, guys? So you'll dial into 323-870-3426, and you'll press the number 1. When you press 1, it does not take you out of hearing me. It just lets me know that you're there because there are a lot of you that are already called in. But if you've called in and you've not hit the number 1, I will not know that you have a question. So when you hit 1, it pops up a question mark in our studio so that we can see it. And then we can go to that question in a few minutes once I open up that opportunity. All right? 323-870-3426 is the phone number. And when you go, you will press the number 1. Does that work? Mm-hmm. All right. Good job. Good job, you guys. All right. I want to thank everybody that is already doing the tags. Thank you guys for that. I see you. Thank you, Taya. Thank you, Christy. Thank you, Pam. Thank you, Anna. Thank you, Ben. Thank you, Jonathan. Thank you, guys. Thank you, Jesse. Hey, Vernon. Thank you, Mary. Thank you, Nicole. Thank you, Carrie. Thank you, Deborah, Kathy, Daniel, Dan, Gina. Hey, guys. Thanks, Pat. Thank you to, let's see. Thank you, Gina. I think I pronounced it Gina. Thank you, Becca. I'm super proud of you, Becca. Thank you, Brooke. Thank you, guys. Thank you so much. Thank you, Amber. Thank you, Cass. Thank you, guys. Let's see. Thank you, Regina. Thank you, Marie. Thank you, Kimberly. Thank you, Christina. Thank you, Erica. All right, guys, thanks for all the tags and all the shout outs. I'm so proud and so excited and so thrilled to be on with you guys right now. Let's rock and roll and let's have an amazing time. For those of you that are already holding and waiting in queue, I'll be over to you in just a few moments and we will graduate together today. So here's what today's thought process is around. Number one, I specifically designed this one for coaches, consultants, and speakers, and here's why. It's what I'm masterful and brilliant at, which is speaking to coaches, consultants, and speakers are people that leverage the world of coaching, consultancy, and speaking. So you may not only be a coach, a consultant, or a speaker, but you leverage that. So you could be in an industry, let's say, as a hairstylist or a financial advisor or network marketing. So you're not directly a coach, a consultant, or a speaker, but you leverage the speaking platform for more people to understand the work that you do, the value that you bring to the table. You are a consultant and a strategist when it comes to helping people with their finances, with choosing a home, with understanding how to buy the best properties for them, whether in, whether you're doing it for residential or for commercial real estate purchases. Does that make sense? So real big game changer for you guys today, and I'm going to talk to you about how to drop out of the hustle and grind of lack and step into the vortex of abundance. And I promise you that if you give yourself permission to actualize and activate what it is I'm sharing with you today, you will shift your understanding of success. So many people ask me and send in questions to our help desk on a consistent basis, like, oh my God, I need to, solve my problems with money. I need to, get out of debt. I need to escape the money trap of going from paycheck to paycheck, contract to contract. I want to step into financial freedom. Allison, what YouTube or course or guide or download do you have that can help me determine what's next for me? I want to fund or finance my dream. My community doesn't get it. I got to be bigger than this. Like, I feel like I am, but for some reason, the people around me, they don't get it. So I'm starting to lose my own traction in the understanding of my greatness. Yeah? Can you guys relate to some of this? We get questions in, how can I keep the right mindset to live greatness inside of my life? And the truth of the matter is that either you need to know what your purpose in life is specifically, or you are still in the determination of how to get paid for the purpose you know you're here for as it relates to your professional space. You are still playing curious on how to monetize on the way to building things that you are passionate about. You could also be in a space where you don't know what to do, or what you know to do is not making the level of revenue that you desire, or you know what to do and you're just not doing it. That could be the case too. Wherever you are, you understand that through whatever breakdown you're having, whether you are a superstar and the world knows who you are, you're Facebook famous, Instagram famous, you're, PR famous, whether you are in struggle, you're like, oh my God, I made some wrong pivots inside of my business and some decisions that aren't serving me the way that I thought that they should. Or you could be in startup. You're still in ideation phase and trying to figure that out. What you get is that you're leaving unimaginable sums of money on the table and you're aware of it, but you don't know the solution. Or if you know the solution, you aren't clear on the step-by-step process to make it easy to get out, to transition, to change things. Okay. The next thing could be lacking influence. You could be in a place or space. These are things that could be keeping you inside of some type of hustle or some type of grind or some type of, frustration, keeping you outside of the vortex of overflow, abundance, attracting all good things to you. You could be lacking influence over self, influence over your thoughts, influence over your past. Your past could have a stronger voice than your present. Influence over your future. Your future can have a stronger voice than your present, which means that your behaviors today might not actually be doing what it needs to do in order to enjoy and feel so good inside of today that you can actually create a good that lives in tomorrow. That makes sense? Let me say it another way. If your past has a loud voice and your future has a loud voice, but your present is on mute or on low, then that means you are not conscious enough in the now to actually know what you're desiring and what you're commanding. Your intention and your deliberate behaviors must be inside of your now. You must be rock solid, dropped into your day. And then when you drop into your day, drop into your moment. And when you drop into your moment, you're able to now create momentum. And when things disrupt your moment, you're able to say, wait a minute, my highest intention for today was, this is what it looks like to have influence over yourself, your thoughts, your past, your present, your future, your reality, influence to, with, and around others, influence to draw and connect the right people at the right time, doing the right thing if we're using the context of right and wrong, but doing the thing that is for you in this moment to produce the results for the life you want so you can become the man and the woman you know you were destined and born to be. What I know for sure is that when you lack the mastery over influence, what happens is you lose your concept over your ability to actually be deliberate in creation of what you desire and deserve. When you don't realize that you are the number one influencer over your environment, over your physical environment, over your spiritual environment, over your spirit, over your thoughts, over your psyche, over your conversation, over your money, over your body, over your relationships. You are not in control, but you are in command. It is very, very different. It was my understanding of this that helped me shift from my before story that had me rooted in the context of being raised by a single mom and a dad in prison, being a high school dropout, and then being fired from job after job after job. That was my truth until I realized I am the number one influencer. And once I got that, that started shifting for me at the age of 22. I'm 41, so almost 20 years of this process now. I have now been mentored by world-renowned leaders, had global visibility to over 38 million. I've taken the same skill set that I used to use to make a six-figure income on a job to create seven-figure success for me, plus over 3,000 of our entrepreneurial leaders and students across the globe in over 27 countries. That's the value. So when I tell you that you get to step out of the hustle, the grind of lack, and step into the vortex of abundance, I don't say that because I read somebody's book. I don't say that because I took somebody's course. I don't say that because I borrowed data off the internet. I say that out of my own living and out of my own teaching and out of my own methodology and development and mentoring that I've walked over 3,000 leaders through and the receipts of what has happened into their in their lives. Not only have I mastered my own influence, but I've influenced influencers to master theirs. You guys getting a breakthrough? All right, great. So when we look at what must begin to change, is we must begin to shift by having the application of knowledge multiplied by the speed of execution. So if you're looking at what is the first thing I must do to shift from hustle and grind of lack and step into the vortex of abundance, it is this. It is the application of knowledge multiplied by the speed of execution. So the moment that you learn something, you implement it as fast as you learn it. That is how you get unprecedented success, uncommon results, and unapologetic breakthrough. Oh my goodness, y'all. I'm about to run. I'm so excited. Like, I literally wrote this, and now that it's coming forward in my mouth, as it's rolling across my tongue and outside of my lips and into my atmosphere, I am getting as much breakthrough with you as you are with me. I'm so excited about this. Listen, guys, too many times you as leaders are learning something and then putting it on the shelf and letting it collect dust. I'll use that later. I'll be able to do that when. But what if you took the knowledge and you put it into application right away? And you may say, well, I have too many things in the way to put it in application right away. Not real. Absolutely not real. My trainer the other day had me turn a Bausu ball over. First, he had my nephew do it. Now, my nephew is 17. So my nephew's 17, no stomach, you know, ripped arms, right? Like, first of all, he's 17 and very athletic, has always been. So my trainer has him turn the Bausu ball over and has him do these mountain climbers on the floor with the Bausu ball. And then when it's my turn to come around in that set, I said, what's the modification? And my trainer said, there's no modification. And I said, you just had him do that exercise. Now you want me to do it. He's 17. I'm 41. He said, I know how old you are. I said, he is, you know, 195 pounds, right, and active. I'm 245 pounds and on the struggle bus of movement, right? I'm like, whoa, Jesus, you know. And my trainer said, everything you're telling me is your limitation. Allison, if you get down and you just move, you will begin to condition your body. You will introduce your body to something that it has not known. I said, but my stomach is in the way. My thighs are in the way. My boobs are flopping in my face. Y'all, I was having a tantrum. Do you hear me? I was like, I don't have on the right bra. My stomach, I'm griping. And all of a sudden I heard myself. Like, he stopped and just looked at me and put his hand on his hip. And when he did, it gave me the space to hear myself. And I went, you just sound like a whiny little old bitch, girl. Like, just, what the hell? And guess what I did? I turned that Bausu ball over. I got on top. I ran for a few seconds, and then I went, oh. And he said, it's okay. You're doing it. Have you ever done this before? No. Your body just did something it never knew it could do. And, yes, you only did it for 3 seconds, but now go 10 seconds for me. He was like, then I did 10 seconds. He's like, 10, 9, 8, 7. I'm like, ah! He's like, keep going. 5, 4, 3, push, 2, 1, boom. All of a sudden, I had an application of knowledge with the speed of execution done. And I had unprecedented success, uncommon results, and unapologetic breakthrough. And it was only 10 seconds of it. But I did something I had never done before. Some of you, because you win or you anticipate the winning is going to be too small, you won't even do it. See, the greatness of it was that I did 10 seconds. When we came back and did the next round, I did it for 30 seconds. And when we came back around to do the third set, he said, can you hold for a full minute? I said, I will try. And so I'm running. And if you know, the Bausu ball this was a half Bausu. So I turned it upside down so it had the hard at the bottom. And so I turned it upside down so you're establishing balance on it. It's wobbly. This is not the ground holding you. And that's what it's like when you have a new vision, a new idea, a new concept, a product, a service, a solution, a brand. that you are launching into the market, it doesn't feel like it's going to hold you. As a matter of fact, it feels like it's going to flop all over the place, just like that damn bouncing ball. But if you give yourself 3 seconds, 5 seconds, 10 seconds, 30 seconds of winning, now you condition yourself, go back around and do it again. Oh, man. The end result is that life becomes barely recognizable over time. Do you know I was looking at myself getting out of the shower, and I noticed all of a sudden that my lower abdomen is leaning out just a little bit. And I said, and I said to my trainer, hey, do you see this? Can you take a measurement? And my trainer said, you've lost half an inch there. And he said, you know, all those exercises you didn't want to do, remember the Bausu ball, remember what you were doing, that's better than an ab exercise, Allison, because you were holding your core, you're running in place, and basically you were kicking your fat in the ass. Like, and I said, wait a minute, you mean I've lost a half an inch in just the last week just from doing something? Not only the week before had I done something I'd never done before, now I've created a result that I'd never experienced before. Now I was actually becoming a woman I had not been, and I was experiencing a result that when I got out of the shower, I went, wait a minute, that's not the stomach I had last week. Guys, that is how your bank account changes. That is how your brand expands. That is how your exposure becomes clear. That is how your nonprofit gets funded. That is how investors show up and knock on your door. That is how the ground begins to come from underneath your feet and rise to meet you with miracle over miracle over miracle over miracle, is that you continue to do something you've not done. And you do it in incremental ways that stretches you and expands you, and you become more than you ever knew you could be for yourself. Did you guys catch that? Oh! Somebody to email me at helpdesk@allisonbird.com and tell me the breakthrough that you had as a reflection of that one point. Help desk, one word, help and desk, one word, at Allison Byrd, AllisonByrd.com. Email me at helpdesk. DM me on Instagram. DM me on Facebook, wherever you have access to me. DM me on Twitter, wherever you have access to me. Send me a message to let me know, because that is a breakthrough that will support you to transcend in manifestation quicker, sooner, and faster. Because the first shift, remember yesterday or module one or session one, for those of you that are listening to this in a replay and maybe not live, session one, I talked to you about what you are thinking and what you are feeling is all about your vibration. When you own it in the vibration first, it will manifest then in the physical. And so the more that I fought for my limitation and could not own it vibrationally, that I could do that exercise, the less I could support myself to manifest it in the physical. All right, here's my next point, and then I'm going to our caller lines. By the way, if you jumped on because someone just shared this with you, if you'd like to call in and receive laser coaching or ask a question live, you can dial into 323-870-3426. Again, that's 323-870-3426. The phone number to dial in is area code 323-870-3426. When you dial in, you need to press the number 1. If you are dialed in right now, and there are quite a few of you, if you are dialed in and you have not pressed 1, I will not come to your line, because I do not know that you are holding for that. When you press 1, it doesn't take you out of being able to hear me. Okay, just so you know, it doesn't stop you from being able to hear me. You can still hear me. Everything is still going on for you. It just puts a little highlight so that I can see that I can come your way. All right. So, again, the number is 323-870-3426. Please press the number 1. We had people send messages yesterday that said, I was in hold. No one ever came to see about my question. Well, you didn't press 1. So if you don't press 1, I can't see it. I can't help you. I don't know. And so don't, you know, lose out on getting the support that you are looking for. All right. All right, perfect. Okay, so here is the next point that I want to share with you guys in regard to stepping out of the hustle and grind of lack and stepping into the vortex or the recurring process of abundance. It is as it relates to being a business leader. So I want you guys, if you've ever seen a Venn diagram, then you know a Venn diagram has three circles, and the three circles all have a point where every single one of them overlaps. The two circles at the top overlap, the circles on the left overlap, the circles on the right overlap, and then in the center, there's a place where they all overlap, right? Okay. Well, if you're looking for a new understanding of how to curate success for yourself and for your business and step into that place of abundance, attracting your ideal client, working with people that really light you up and having a super fantastic, amazing, good time in the work and in the career and in the role that you're in the world, here's how you do it. So I want you to think about the three circles. Circle one is the word desirability. Circle two is the word feasibility. And circle three is the word viability. So again, Venn diagram, if you've never seen one, Google it super quick. Click on images, look at it. Okay, three circles that overlap. Circle one is going to be desirability. Circle two is going to be feasibility. And circle three is going to be viability. Okay, so desirability looks like this. Circle one. Will this solution that I have in the world fill a need? And will it fit into people's lives? If you want to step into a flow of abundance with business and with a business idea or with business growth or with expanding your visibility, expanding your notoriety as an expert, as a czar in your field, you've got to answer these four questions in regard to desirability. They are, will this solution fill a need? Will it fit into people's lives? Will it appeal to them? And will they actually want it? So when you do that, you're able to say, will this solution fill a need? Yes or no? Well, obviously, in order for you to continue, you're going to say yes. Will it fit into people's lives? The answer is yes. Well, then you got to understand it fills the need and fit into the lives of what people. So now it starts to help you step deeper into clarity in terms of the desirability of the solution that you provide. So if you're a coach, if you're a consultant, if you're a speaker, whenever you are coaching or consulting or speaking, you've got to know that you've got something that's leverageable and that is attractive for our world, that it fills a solution, it fits into lives, it appeals to them, and that people will want it. Circle number two, feasibility. Can I work with what I have, or are additional resources needed? So you got to ask yourself, am I enough to fill the space? Am I great as an expert alone? When I first started into the market, I wasn't. I wasn't great as an expert alone. You want to know why? I didn't have enough industry knowledge. I didn't have enough industry visibility. So when I made a call out for people to come and play and be a part, well, guess what it was? It was the community that I'd already curated, which was my family, my friends, my church members. They weren't my ideal audience. So when I asked myself the feasibility of expanding in the market, can I work with what I have? Yes. Or are additional resources needed? Yes. It was actually yes and yes. Yes, I can work with the knowledge that I have, but I cannot work with the brand recognition that I have. You see the distinction? So then the second part to that question is, if so, what and how do I get to them? So how do I get to the additional resources that are needed? Are there relationships that I need to make? Is there a mentor that I need to hire? Is there a training that I need to attend? Is there a class online that I need to buy? Then you need to ask yourself the questions, how long will this take and can I actually make it happen? These are questions that afford you the opportunity to create a very honest experience with yourself. Too many entrepreneurial leaders that I experience to not live in the vortex of abundance, the overflow of abundance, the state of more than enoughness is because they are in a state of not telling the truth to themselves about themselves. And that is a breakdown. Oh, my goodness. Guys, that is a tweet. You must tell the truth to yourself about yourself in order to cultivate a space for miraculous breakthrough. It is the only way to make it happen. Circle number three, viability. Viability is, you know, asking yourself these four questions. What are my business goals? So this is now the state of, is it viable that I'm going to go and win? Is my idea viable? Am I viable as an entrepreneurial leader? That's viability. Got it? So what are my business goals? Whose budget will my solution work for? And how can I get to them fast? I look at our mentoring solutions that are $10,000 plus. I got to say, whose budget will that solution work for? This Saturday, we start our Saturday school, and we only do it once a year. That budget is only $49 per module. Whose budget will that work for? So it's a big disparity of how I'm going to converse with someone who's paying our organization $49 and someone who's paying our organization $10,000 plus. It is not a disparity in the level of service. It is a disparity in terms of conversation because their needs are distinctly different. That makes sense? So for viability, circle number three, what are my business goals? Whose budget will my solution work for and how can I get to them fast? Question three for circle three, what is my ROI, return on investment? So remember, in feasibility, you looked at, you know, what is it that I need? You might have to buy some things in order to make that happen. You definitely have to step into spending money on advertising and marketing. So what is my return on investment? So what is my ROI? And then question number four, what is my ROF, return on finish? If you ask yourself those things, you will find yourself with a mindset and a mind shift and an expansion toward abundance and overflow. You will not find yourself stepping into a frustrated space where you are unclear, where you are overworked, where you are misguided or misdirected. All right? I'm going to go over to the lines right now. I'm going to open up the lines. I do want to let you all know that we've got probably just about 10 more minutes, and then we are wrapping up for today's segment. Phone number 314-496. Phone number 314-496. You are live on the line. Who's this?
This is April. Can you hear me?
Hi, April. I can hear you just fine. How are you?
Oh, my goodness. I'm fine. Thank you for asking. I've connected with you through Joe Johnson.
Oh, Dr. Joe Johnson. I love him to life. He's one of, I told him yesterday, I was checking on him about some numbers, and I said, you are the best student ever.
Yeah. That's my boy. That's my boy. So I'll just get right to it because other people want to get on as well.
Sure.
So I heard you yesterday, and the first question that really helped me out, and it also sent me down another spiral. So my focus, two things. One, I too am an academic like Joe, and I'm a scholar, a researcher, and I provide professional development for school districts on how to teach and reach Black students to help them reach their highest potential. So that's one aspect.
Mm-hmm.
So I do that, and I'm doing it well. I have clients with school districts as well as universities. Now, my second thing is that I am a caretaker for my mom who has dementia. And this experience is transforming my life, not just mine, but the community, as well as my research. So now it informs my work, my research, as well as my professional development. And so we are writing a book about this transformative experience. So I'm having difficulty trying to figure out my one thing. So I know I do this professional development, like, boom, I know that well. And also I'm writing this book about it. And so I'm getting a following because we do a Facebook Live once a week. And like, I'm getting a following without trying. And so people are like, oh my God, this book is about to like blow up, because not only again, is it transforming my life, but the people that we reach and talk to about this, as well as the educational system. And so I'm trying to figure out how to, like, do I marry the two or do I keep them separate? Like, so yeah, that's where I am right now.
So your question is unclear for me. Do you marry the two in terms of creating what? What is your goal in each one?
Okay. So with the professional development, so I could write the book and use it as a part of the professional development. And so use it as an academic book or just a general layperson's book. Because in the book, I'm talking about my personal transformation, the community transformation, and how it also is transforming schools by looking at mind, body, and soul. So so that's how it could marry the two. But then it could just be a separate entity. Like in talking with Joe and others, they're like, I could see this book, you directly talking with folks who are caregivers, and so like social workers and like the Alzheimer's Association and geriatrics folks. And so it was like, do I, again, marry the two or do I make this a separate thing? I that's where I'm stuck.
I don't think you're stuck. I think you know the answer. You sound like you know the answer.
Dang, you said that yesterday.
I mean, you sound like you know the answer. What is the answer to you?
I think I marry the two, but I feel a little bit of resistance. And I was listening earlier and how, like, you got to make a decision, because the resistance, I too am a follower of Abraham Hicks, so I know that work. So, like, that resistance is keeping me stuck.
Well, what's happening is it's not the resistance, because that's keeping the responsibility external of you, if we're honest. It is your lack of choosing. So you have two things that are happening for you. Number one, you're staying in a shadow of uncertainty. And number two, you're operating in lack. So if you stepped into the sunlight and if you stepped into abundance, that all things work together for good, you stepped into abundance, that your life is meant to have exceeding abundant above all you could ask, think, or imagine. If you stepped into abundance and you said, I'm focused, I'm necessary, I'm deliberate, and what I am deliberately intending to create in this moment is, what is at the end of that sentence? Because right now you're allowing yourself to stay in chaos, and you're allowing that chaos to produce for you, even though it's a small thunderstorm, it's still chaotic because it's slowing down your productivity, which is the first thing that I said stops you from living in the vortex of abundance, is when you are not at the highest level of productivity. So if you understood, I am deliberately creating X, because when I deliberately create that, I feel good, I feel necessary, I know that the timing is now for it, it's relevant. You know, it produces what I need it to produce as far as the knowledge that I feel I'm meant to put in the world, the finances that I'm meant to bring back to me, if that's even a part of the makeup of the model. You see what I'm saying? Like, powerful people ask powerful questions. Questions guide and steer our focus. And so you're asking yourself very small thinking questions. You're an academic. Step up in the question game.
Yeah.
So now what's the answer?
Yeah, you're right. Yes,
well, I
actually
I'm,
just
I
said.
I'm right. I didn't need an endorsement on rightness. What's your answer?
Yeah, it is to marry the two. It is to marry the two, and that's I've been outlining it. Yeah, you're right. Okay, there it is. Not to validate you, but yes. Okay. Boom. There it is.
I welcome the validation, April. I'm only laughing with you, but. What is it that you're now saying when you marry the two? What is it that you will deliberately create for the world? Express that to me.
Okay, so I will deliberately create I will deliberately create a book on holistic transformation that exceeds education, that goes beyond the bounds of education, because it's personal, communal, and systematic change, focuses on mind, body, and soul.
And how does that feel when you say it? How does it, I get that it's, you're still, you know, developing clarity there, because that still sounds ambiguous to me. Because I'm external of it. But how does it feel for you when you say it?
It feels okay. Like I it doesn't feel great yet because I don't have the exact language that I want to use, but I know
here's the reality. You're not at your answer yet then. You're not there yet. And here's how you know. The minute that you say it, it feels great. If someone asks you to marry them, if marriage is something that you agree with, if someone asks you to marry them and you say, I'm going to say yes because I know it's going to feel good later. Do you think that person on their knee is going to say, yes, that's exactly what I wanted to hear. I'm delayed but not denied. Like, do you think that that's exactly what they're going to want to hear? No. They want to know it is a whole body yes. So this tells me that our answer is still in the wings. And how do you get answers out of the wings? Silence, stillness, meditation, immersive experiences with yourself and with your spirit. So you got to quiet the chaos. The experience that I'm having right now with you is that you spend a lot of time being very, very, very busy, mainly in your thinking. You have exhaustive, acrobatic thinking. So the story that I tell myself, and I'm probably not wrong, I don't know you personally, so I can't say that I've sat down, had a cup of coffee with you, and heard how exhaustive your thinking is, but you know, the old adage is, you spot it, you got it. I know how exhausted my thinking can be, you know, and my thinking could win gymnastics gold medals. That's how, you know, it just tumbles on the mat and goes, and then it gets on the high beam, and then, you know, my thinking just goes and goes and goes. So my imagination tells me that that's a reality for you. And that if you give yourself 72 hours of an immersive experience of just quieting yourself, I'm not talking, you know, go to a silent Buddhist, you know, camp or do anything like that. You don't have to be extreme in that way, not now. My invitation is you put on your schedule 72 hours within the next 10 days, 72 hours where you spend more time in quiet. You clear off things off your calendar. You clear off, you know, you take off the TV shows that you want to watch, if TV is a thing, or you like reading different things, or music or radio, and you listen to music that doesn't have any words, like drums or instrumental or things that evoke and invoke the emotion, the experience that you want to take yourself into. You do guided meditations. You literally schedule it. And maybe you even lean out some of the things that you're eating in that time. You kind of take out heavier meats if you eat meat. If you don't, then don't do it, you know. But give yourself permission to have 72 hours of quieting yourself so that your answer for this season can rise up, because it is there. And I know it's there because you wouldn't be on the line listening to me if it weren't available to you. It is. And if I could see it, I would tell you that I see it. But the fact that you can't see it means I can't see it. I can't see beyond you. So it tells me that this is now a great moment for you to just create some quiet and stillness for yourself and give yourself the gift of stepping out of the busyness of it all and receive the answer so that the world can have that answer actualized through you. You're very necessary, April. Very, very necessary. And you're very timely and you're very relevant. But that relevant will miss out on its timeliness if you stay in the spiral of agitation unnecessarily. Does any of that resonate for you?
Yes, indeed. All of it.
Yeah? Okay.
Yes. Thank you for reminding me of what my heart already knows.
That's what happens when we give ourselves permission to be in a space where we can be seen and we can be acknowledged and we can be respected. And we're in spaces where people don't need us to be in deficit in order for them to give us any wisdom, you know? Sometimes you go in environments and people need you to be broke down so they can be great.
Right.
And, you know, I see people that come in their power so we can be risen together. And so thank you for bringing your power to the table. I'm sure there were many listeners that benefited from your question.
Indeed, indeed. I will be in touch and I will meet you face to face one day soon.
Oh, I can't wait. Thank you, Dr. Joe Dodson, for bringing me and April together. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. Thanks, April. Let's see. All right. Let me find another one. Caller 917, area code 917-484. 917-484. You are live on the line. Who's this? Hello. You're playing me through the computer and through the phone. Who's this? All right, I'm going to have to mute that person. Okay, let's see if I can. Okay, caller, I'm going to try you one more time. 917-484. Let's see if I can open the line. Are you ready now? Are you there?
Hey, Allison, it's Warren.
Hey, Warren, how are you?
I'm doing good, you know, just listening to your magic.
Oh, my gosh, I'm so glad you're on. What's going on, boo?
So I decided to get on just because everything that you're saying obviously is speaking to me, and it's definitely making my vision bigger. And when you mentioned, I think you said something along the lines of, Do you know enough to take what you want to do to the next level? And I guess my background is when I got to when I moved to New York and I became the assistant for a celebrity fashion photographer and became his right hand man, I learned very quickly what lacked in his organization, and I kind of filled all those gaps. And I feel like with what I do with community building, I'm one cog in the wheel of helping other people really leverage, like holding a microphone up to them and making connections for them really well. And I've done that with obviously Octo Nation, you know, having over 250,000 people. But I think it's gotten to the point where somebody that, like, you know, when I was working for J. Crew, when I was working for all these big companies, they had sales teams, they had people that were developing campaigns around product. They had all those things that I didn't do because it wasn't my job. And now when I got into entrepreneurship, everything is, you know, you're moving, you're laying the track, as, you know, Shonda Rhimes would say, and have a lot of people like looking to you to make the decisions. And I realized that with Octo Nation, I'm at this point where I am that one cog of the wheel, but I also need to bring in other people to help me move that organization forward. And so I guess figuring out my question is when you make that realization, I guess it's asking all those questions that you were, even the what if conversation you had yesterday really helped me out, because I was like, what if, you know, all these people, you know, came in and the organization was perfect? What if, you know, so I was playing that game and it made me feel really good. And today I thought, okay, what does that mean practically? And so who do I need to reach out to? But there's still something with it. I don't know what it is that keeps me from pulling the trigger and reaching out to those people that I need to reach out to. Because I'm on my other side of the business is helping other people grow their influence through community building, through paying attention to the algorithm, through, you know, really knowing that side of the business. So it's enough of a distraction to put something else on the back burner. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So
that's
kind of where I'm at with that, is kind of juggling, very similar to the caller before. It's like you have these two things and you kind of don't know how to, I guess, focus your time and energy, because there's payoffs for both. And so it's like, okay, decide. I think I'm a thinker like the other person as well. So I definitely felt
like I was with her
on the phone. I was like, oh.
You could feel that, right? Well, like attracts
yeah.
like. So like I said, you spot it, you got it. I spotted it. I obviously got it. So I attracted you guys. So let me ask you a question, because I think that, and I'm going to ask this question of everyone that is on right now, because you got to look at what are you really inspired to do right now? You know, what's relevant for you right now? So if you ask yourself the question that in the next 30 days, right, in the next 30 days, what would feel the best for you to give majority of your attention to in the next 30 days? What would feel the best to give majority of your attention to?
I thought about this actually after doing the what if exercise that you had, and I suggest that everybody go watch that because that pumped me up. Was being a my community building strategist, you know, Facebook reached out to me and wants me to speak at one of the things about community building. And I immediately, once I got that, I don't know, not that I needed the validation, but it definitely felt good. I thought, you know what, I'm being called by obviously people to speak on community building and to help leaders who are managing communities build an even more highly engaged following online. And so for a while, with that validation high, I started reaching out to communities, people that run communities that have hundreds of thousands of people in them, and started getting calls back from people like, you know, Jordan Peterson. You know, I have a conversation with his son to help him manage his online community. And I started getting this. And but then I felt this pull from Authu Nation. Is you have 250,000 people over here. They're really, you know, they're pulling
Warren,
into...
you still haven't answered my question. What would feel the best?
What would feel the best? Definitely my best payoff is helping leaders build more highly engaged.
I did not ask you what has the highest payoff. I said, if you could channel and focus all of your attention. Now, the answer might still be the same. It might be this has the highest payoff, and so it feels the best because it does. You know what I'm saying? So,
and I don't mean payoff.
You know,
I don't mean payoff financially. I definitely mean payoff like the way it makes me feel, and that's where I like have to get my ego in check and say, yeah, I understand that's how you feel, but what have you been spending a lot of your time doing, which is developing the community around Authu Nation and fostering connection with people all over the world. In that sphere of influence, and I want to see that out. So when you said return on finish, I immediately thought of Authu Nation. Well, obviously, if I were to see that through and finish it out, there's plenty of people that would love to help with the organization. There's plenty of people who would love to be called to have a platform that I've already created.
So can I submit an answer to you? Can I submit an answer to you?
I'd love for you to.
First thing I want you to do is breathe, and I want everybody else to breathe, because Warren, in all of his thunderstorm of communication now, we are inside of your swirl. We are inside of your tornado now. So I want everybody to breathe. All right, 3, 2, 1, breathe and let it out. Good. So here's what's interesting. Have you ever been through landmark education?
I have not.
Okay. In landmark education, in the graduation of step one, if you will, course one, at the end, they have you do, I can't remember if it's the end or if it's the, I don't know if it's when they're trying to invite you to join. I can't remember. But at some point, they give you an option and they say it this way. They tell this story about ice cream and they say chocolate, vanilla, choose. And then you're like, what, wait. I want both. Can I have Neapolitan? You know, people start going, Neapolitan.
Yeah.
Like, they start doing that, and they go, no, chocolate, vanilla, choose. Chocolate, vanilla, choose. Chocolate, vanilla, choose. And so the whole exercise is chocolate or vanilla, choose. And the reason that they do that exercise at that moment, and I want everyone on this stream listening, because we have over 27 countries that are on with us right now. And depending on where you were geographically born and raised and influenced, your pattern for choosing is rooted in the geography, rooted in the teachers, the leaders, the influencers over you, rooted in what was spoken over you, and rooted in whatever educational context you have. So all of that plays a part. Now, when I said choose, I basically did a chocolate vanilla on you.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason that Landmark Education does that is because people have such a hard time choosing. They get, they just get fucked up when it comes to choosing. Like, I can't. They just get so scared. Like, I just can't. They just freak out. But the more mature we get, if they had a more mature audience, they can introduce the concept I'm about to introduce to you. And because you are emotionally mature, I'm going to introduce it to you. And I'm actually going to remind you of it because you've already been introduced to it. And that is, you don't have to have either or. You can have both and. Listen to me, everyone that's on. You don't have to have chocolate or vanilla. You get to have both. You've just got to ask yourself a better, more delightful question. Are you ready for the better, more delightful question?
Yes.
First question that I asked you is, which one would make you feel the best or the greatest? And you translated that in your mind to whatever it was. Which one would make me feel the most enlivened? Which one would have the highest payoff emotionally? Which one would have the highest payoff in my bank account? Which one would, like, you probably went through all kinds of different thoughts, and then you brought yourself back to, wait, I'm live on with Allison. You know, all these people are listening. I better get my shit together. Let me focus, right? Like, you went there, then you came back, right? So, here's the more delightful question. What support is required for me to have both? See that? Like, because it's obvious that you want both, but it's obvious that you're trying to splinter yourself to create both, and that's what doesn't feel good. The idea that both can thrive feels amazing for you, but the idea that you would be splintered, divided, exhausted, overwhelmed, and you would activate anxiety and fear and not enoughness, that doesn't feel amazing.
Mm-mm.
Right? So when so the question I'd invite you to sit with is, what support? And so when I ask you that, just breathe and just drop into that question for a second for me. And I want you to tell me the top three things that come up for you when you say, what support would be required? What comes up for you?
The first thing was, I thought was somebody, an e-commerce consultant. With all mentors.
Mm.
So it was instead of trying to do it by myself and piecemeal, which is a recurring theme of my life, even being a middle child, is I'll figure it out. It's allowing myself permission to say I don't need to, and there's plenty of other people who specialize in. Like the way you know community building lights me up is the same way that, you know, probably there's somebody out there that e-commerce lights them up, and you just need to find that person who is as passionate about that as I am about Octanation, and sees or sees that, and so getting, you know, just having conversations, presenting an opportunity, getting people excited, kind of changes the conversation around me having to do it myself.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to say something because I'm going to hear you in another expansion before I go into our closing story. One of my best friends, who you just got introduced to last month, Trevor Ott, he says this: the answer to who doesn't have to be you.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes when we're looking at creating a what, we have to ask ourselves, is the answer us for the creation of that? And the answer to who, Warren, doesn't have to be you. Now, what came up for me in listening to you is I believe in your top three, I would put some type of leadership development. Because my experience, even in this conversation, is that you want to continually stay at the helm of control. And in yesterday's stream, I talked about, I don't know if you were on yesterday or not, you referenced the one I did on Sunday, but the one that I did yesterday, I talked about that if you stay at the helm of control, that is the fastest way for you to keep your vision small. So in my experience, if you give yourself permission, however you like to learn, whether that's audibly or visually or in live events, I would try to find any leadership development course. I would buy something for $9 on Udemy. I would buy an audio book on Audible. I would go find something in Austin or Houston or Dallas or San Antonio, because you live in Texas, Oklahoma, anywhere. I would go sit in anybody's class for $99, $199, $500. I would go sit and I would get myself an understanding, a baseline understanding of leading someone more than myself, so that you can give yourself permission to give some things away. Yeah? So
that makes sense.
Our broadcast is about to turn off because we've gone over on time. So with that, I'm going to have to close out the stream. I just realized the time limit that we were on. So thank you to Warren for such a great question. Hopefully that made sense for everybody and brought value to you guys. There's an email that dropped. Literally, the broadcast is going to cut off in 60 seconds. There's an email that dropped inside of your email that gives you the opportunity to step into Saturday school. We've got about 10 more spaces available. So I hope to see you guys there on Saturday, and we will do our next session together tomorrow. Thanks, everybody. Bye.
I got this feeling inside my bones. It goes electric, wavy when I turn it on. All through my city, all through my home. We're flying up, no ceiling when we in our zone. I got that sunshine in my pocket, got that good soul in my feet. I feel that hot blood in my body when it